I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Theater of the People is presenting Ladies of Lust Abridged, Oscar Wilde's Salome and August Strindberg's Miss Julie, February 13th through February 21st in the John Waldron Arts Center. Our guests are David Noskow, Hannah Moss, and Susie Zimmerman, who plays Salome. David, thanks very, very much for coming in. Once again, you're offering a double one act, and I still am sort of thinking about the logic behind this, and I'm sure you get better and better at explaining it.
It seems a bit silly. Part of what Theater of the People's mission is to provide genuine opportunities for local talent to be involved in full length. So there's quite a bit of opportunity out there for shorter pieces and also kinds of stock characters and ensemble parts in other shows. But there was kind of a void of main stage, main role, lead role kinds of opportunities. So by having two shows in a night, we are trying to offer as much possibility, not only for audiences, but for the local theater talent.
Now, the show that you picked to direct is Miss Julie. Earlier, the theater did a number of Ibsen plays, and now I see that you're moving on to Strindberg.
Strindberg is, at least in my mind, kind of a polar opposite, almost a bipolar disorder of Ibsen, so to speak.
Tell us a little bit about your take on this lady.
Miss Julie is an interesting play, and she's also an interesting character. When it was written in the late 19th century, it was quite controversial. The character herself, at least kind of the way that we're after it, is someone who is strong, yet vulnerable, someone who hopefully audiences will be able to see many pieces of themselves portrayed, not only the human quest for intimacy, but also trying to get what you want and trying to do it in the only way that you know how.
David, thanks very much for talking about Miss Julie. Hannah Moss is the co-artistic director of the Theater of the People. And Hannah, you're directing Salome, and I guess my question is why? Why does David get to do Miss Julie? Why did you pick Salome?
Well, I do have a background in dance, and I'm very interested in movement, quality on stage. And also, David and I in the past have kind of done the reverse, where I've taken a smaller cast and he's handled the masses. So for this, we thought that we could both grow and Theater of the People could grow by having us take on the opposite task.
How does it feel that, in fact, your lead actor, Susie Zimmerman, really first encountered Salome as a ballet?
I love that. I think the quality that she brings because of that and because of that influence is a beautiful liquidity in her movement. And she is one of the rare diamonds in that she is a dancer and an actress. She's very much good at both things.
Now let's move on and ask Salome herself. Susie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a freshman at Indiana University.
What's your major at IU?
Anthropology and psychology. And I've always really loved to act. I acted all through high school. And now I found a great opportunity to work with different directors in a different setting. And being here at Indiana University, I really am starting to love Bloomington. And I really wanted to get involved with what the community has to offer and branch out a little bit just from the extracurriculars at school.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
No kidding.
Yes, I saw it performed at the Fox Theater in St. Louis when I was 14, which was probably a little too young to see it. But it was very interesting because it was a ballet, and it was very interesting to see the story portrayed just through movement, especially with the approach that Hannah Moss is taking, how she wants us to use our bodies in our acting. And I sort of reference back to what I saw in that ballet performance that I went to.
We've been talking with Hannah Moss and Susie Zimmerman and David Noskow about the upcoming production by Theater of the People, Ladies of Lust Abridged, Oscar Wilde's Salome and August Strindberg's Miss Julie, opens on February 13th, then continues through February 21st in the intimate Rose Fire Bay at the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.